There's been a lot of focus on the school districts in Vermont that are fighting forced mergers and on how those districts would handle their budget votes on town meeting day. But even in the school districts that have successfully merged, Act 46 churned up some emotion. The Jamaica School Board met for the final time on town meeting day, and VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
There's been a lot of focus on the school districts that are fighting forced mergers and what they would do about passing budgets this year. But even in the districts that have successfully merged, Act 46 churned up strong emotions on town meeting day. Jamaica voters approved a merger 2 years ago, and so far, being a tiny school in a larger district has been tough on the town. Judy Flower has lived in Jamaica for 35 years.
Why is it that it seems that Jamaica seemed to be paying the biggest price for this coming together? I have heard a lot of strong feelings about that we have really been, at some level, suckered into this.
As part of a newly consolidated district, families can send their elementary age kids to one of the other schools next year. The new district is also taking all sixth graders out of the elementary schools and moving them up to the middle school. And when school starts next year, Jamaica Elementary will have about 35 students, or half the number it has this year. Jamaica is not yet closing its school, but it was pretty clear to most of the people attending the meeting that something was changing. School board member Stephanie Amiot said, Act 46 was never supposed to take care of all of the challenges Vermont's shifting demographics are causing.
We tried to say all along that there's no guarantee that Jamaica would stay open. I think we were really honest about that all along. And it's sad seeing it get so small so fast now, you know, this coming year. I think maybe people had hoped that, you know, this wouldn't happen, but it seemed to be a possibility all along.
Jamaica Elementary School is losing a teacher next year, and the principal position is going to half-time. Laura Molinari lives in Jamaica, and she's a para-educator at the school. She says the staff has as many questions as the rest of the town about the future, and at the meeting, she looked to the school board for some answers.
You know, we don't have a big town, and it's one place that some of us work. So are we just sort of just going to wait and see where we fall, or is there any kind of, I guess there's no sort of security for any of us.
Even though the merger vote passed 2 years ago, the new board has been slowly taking over, and the Jamaica board officially dissolves on June 30th. So whether the school closes or not, on July 1st, the Jamaica Elementary School officially becomes part of the West River Modified Union Education District. And Jamaica will be represented by two people on an 11-member board. And as town moderator Greg Jolly got to the end of the meeting, he told the board that Jamaica has been educating its students since 1791, 227 years ago. And with that, he headed toward adjournment.
Are there other issues that people want to speak to here during the school? Actually, the last Jamaica School District meeting. I hate saying that. I feel it's a detriment to the town meeting that we're going to lose discussions on the school and its budget. But I just want to recognize the passing of some history.
Jamaica and the rest of the West River District will vote on its budget on March 27th. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.